I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. With the weather warming up, Gator, yesterday I got on my bike outside with my son and we went for a ride. Got outside. I got one kid that's way into the biking. Now, we didn't get on trails because it was too muddy. He loves to mountain bike as well. One of my three kids really likes it. And for Christmas, he got a new bike, which is always kind of a – I always feel guilty about giving the new bike at Christmas because I've done it before. But that is one of – exactly. You get it. It looks great sitting in the living room or under the tree or wherever you decide to do it. We had it under a blanket leaned up against the wall. With a big bow on it. But when a kid gets a bike for Christmas, it's basically, here is a big ticket item that you can't play with. And I feel bad about it.
Use it until you can use it. But yeah.
Yep. Can't use that for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about it, but it was something that I know he wanted, and he'd been kind of riding the trails on a bike that was... it was okay, but it was a entry-level kid's mountain bike. I wasn't going to spend a ton of money because of knowing how he grows. And this one was a little too big for him, hoping he can keep it for a while. And it was more of a trail-worthy, rugged bike. And we got out yesterday and we rode. And it was great. And, it was all on road riding, nothing on trails, but it was good. So our question at 248-539-9797 is, what is the most springy thing you did this weekend? The springiest activity that you broke out this weekend? I bet there's some people out there, because you know what I looked at yesterday, Gator, at one point? Actually, it wasn't yesterday. It was Saturday. I looked at the grill. I just looked at it. I'm like,
You know you're going to get killed for it.
Yeah, I know. I know that these people, you pansy, I've been grilling all winter tonight.
Right.
Every time you bring this up.
Never stop grilling.
Yep, yeah. There's people that want to just take you apart because you stop grilling over the winter. Got it. Yep, you're more manly than I am. You absolutely are. But I looked at the grill. I was like, is this in play today?
Should be.
Not yet. Well, you don't grill as much as a lot of people.
No, I don't. For those that love to grill, I would imagine this was a weekend that you probably definitely wanted to get out. I will tell you that the smell of firewood was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Being just with that the outdoor fire pit or whatever, it was. I missed it. Because it'd been since New Year's Eve when we were at a New Year's Eve party outside with all the fire pits and the. And everything else keeping it warm, it was nice. But to get back into it in the spring, I feel like the fire pit feels to me like that's a fall thing, a fall going into winter thing, and we forget that you can do it in the spring as well. I think the fire pit's going to make a big comeback for the spring. I feel it, Doug.
So we got a tweet here from KSluter23. Did you see the tweet he sent us this morning?
I did not.
At Doug Gator, listening right now, took advantage of warm weather this weekend. It includes a video. And it looks to me like KSluter23 is playing golf.
I'm watching it now.
And he's in the snow.
That he is.
That's not a range, right? He's out on the course.
Yeah, that's a course. He couldn't have possibly paid for that round, right? I mean, that's just walking out onto a course on a...
And do you think he played 18?
No. Yeah, I do not.
It looks like he's got that ball teed up, right? He almost took out those geese.
I think you have to have it teed up.
Yeah, to get it off. Well, we'll retweet this.
A little quick in this follow-through, but it's good.
All right. What is the springiest thing you did this weekend? Now we got another one from Peanut BD 1969. Spring thing, I picked up a ton of dog blank in the yard.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Yep. The annual rite of passage. 248-539-9797.
It's funny, you were talking about the present for your son, that getting on a mountain bike for Christmas, and he unable to use that until almost, you know, March 1st. And I was thinking back to a present that I had gotten that I wasn't able to use right away, and I so desperately wanted to. I got a first baseman's mitt for my birthday. My birthday's in March. But it seemed like back when I got that mitt, it was cold forever, and you just couldn't go outside and play catch. And here I have this awesome new mitt, and I can't do anything with it. So I sat up in my bedroom, you know, tossing a ball in the air, a softball in the air. I didn't catch it. I was maybe 10 years old. And it got to the point, because it wasn't broken in, so it was, you know, dropping it, or I was just making too much noise anyway in my bedroom, that at some point my dad goes, okay, why don't you hand me the mitt?
Really?
We're just going to put this away for a little bit until it's nice enough where we can go outside. We're going to put it away for right now.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. What is the springiest thing you did this weekend? Craig is in Schwartz Creek, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Craig.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Gator, you pumping your brakes like I told you?
Got to.
All right. I hosed all the salt out of the garage.
Ooh. Significant buildup?
Significant buildup, and my garage faces south, so with a nice sunny day and everything, it was a good day to get rid of it all.
You know, my wife and I went for a walk Saturday morning, and there was a street where obviously there'd been a huge salt dump, and there was just a ton of salt in a pile still in a completely barren street. And I was like, should we go get a shovel and get some buckets and like pick this up and take it home and use it next year?
I guess you could probably do that if you wanted to.
Probably could, but how'd that project go?
It was pretty good. I had a couple of beverages, and it was a nice sunny day to get outside and hosed off my tractor from plowing snow all winter and did some garage cleanup, which is always good.
I like it. Very good. 248-539-9797. What did you do this weekend that was most springy? We go to Vince on a cell. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Vince?
What's going on, Gator? Doug.
How you doing, sir?
Nice weather.
Hey, Vince.
Yep.
Hey, so I just wanted to say, the funny thing is you beat me to the punch, Doug. I just got my on break at work, so I got to make this real quick. But sure. I looked at the grill, and I did exactly that. But the little twist I want to, and I had the best steaks I've had all winter. But I don't know if you guys heard, during the winter time, they sell this thing at the store. I'm sure you've heard about it, the smokeless grill, the indoor grill. I don't know if you guys have heard of it or not.
I have heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I have one. So in the wintertime, that's how I grill my steaks, because I don't want to go out in the cold, because I guess I'm a little bit of a wuss. But yep. Last night, I actually fired up the grill, and I actually have a really good market that sells very, very good steaks up here in Royal Oak. So they were the best steaks I've had all winter long, you know. But like I said, the indoor grill works good, but it doesn't compare to the actual the real grill.
So you
well, it's different because you feel like the outdoor grill is more of a social event, right? I mean, you usually have some people involved outside. You're talking with. You got a beer. You got the tongs in one hand or the spatula in one hand, a beer in the other. You're just kind of hanging
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Indoors, it's like, all right, I'm making dinner.
That's yeah. it. Yeah, it's just like I'm making dinner, but it's not a social event, like you said. You know, you don't have the beer outside, enjoying the outdoor weather. But yeah, it was just a lot better. It was the best steak I've had all winter, but I do got to let you guys go. I just thought I would chime in.
And appreciate
Doug,
it.
You beat me to the punch.
Well, you actually fired up the grill. I just looked at it.
Yeah.
Just looked at it, considered it, and continued on with my day. But, I mean, Gator, one of the great life hacks for men is the starting the fire and then sitting next to it for 45 minutes to an hour. You really don't need to sit next to it for 45 minutes to an hour, but you break open a beer.
An even burn on all the grates here.
You tell the family.
Even heat.
You tell the family, hey, I'm getting the fire going.
Right. I'm working.
Yep.
I'll be with you in a little bit. I just got to make sure that the grill's working.
Got to make sure the fire's right.
Got to prep it.
And what do? We do nothing. Chuck is on a cell, and he's on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
But I bought a Shelby Cobra replica last August. I've had it stored in my shop for just keep looking at it, but I
what year?
Took it out.
What like an AC Cobra or a Mustang Shelby?
Yeah, it's
Shelby.
A 66 Cobra AC. It doesn't have a top on it, so.
Sweet.
But
awesome.
I couldn't resist, and I took it out Sunday, and I had a great time.
I bet that thing hauls.
it does. It's got a 351, and it just flies. And it's just a beautiful looking car. And
it is.
Can't wait for the nice weather.
So, did you say it was yesterday or Saturday?
Actually, I didn't take it out Saturday, and Sunday wasn't as nice, but I took it out anyways.
So yesterday was the day you'd been waiting for.
Yes.
Since you purchased it, finally it was close enough.
Screwed up taking it out.
Yeah, if I get 50, I'm going out again.
Oh, I wouldn't show. How long did you ride for?
Oh, I'd say about 15 miles.
Okay. That wasn't too long.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though. I just can't wait for the warm weather and do some cruising.
Is that steel or fiberglass?
It's actually fiberglass.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what,
it's
just a beautiful car. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, they're gorgeous.
And every person, oh, is it real? Is it real? You know, like I'm going to start telling them it's real and I'm a millionaire, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, Doug, if you Googled the 66 AC Cobra,
yeah,
you'll see what a beautiful car, a beautiful convertible. Little, it's a tiny car, but they're gorgeous.
No, well, I'm jealous. Must be fun. Next up, most springy thing I did with the wife yesterday, finally take down the Christmas tree and inside decorations. You just got in before February expired.
Hey, man. Hey. I'm glad to report that I actually normally I'm really late with that. I got that taken care of. I think by the middle of January, I had the tree down.
I always equate taking down the tree with watching the NFL playoffs. It's always on the TV as we're taking everything down. From Scott, I exited my home for the first time in 2021 using my door wall. I stepped onto my deck. I felt like Neil Armstrong. One small step for man. From Ed in Brownstown, I pulled out the front porch tables and chairs and started to clean out the garage. That garage floor at the end of the winter is like a dirt road, isn't it? I mean, it's just a mess.
Yeah. But, you know, let's just to get ahead of it here. It's not done. We're going to get more snow. At some point, we're going to get dumped on probably twice more. Because that's the way it works.
You think?
This is the big fake out. This is what happens. We get all excited. March 1st, we can see green grass. You walk outside with shorts on and like a hoodie, and you think you're fine. And then next thing you know, hey, here comes Rexroth with a 6 to 8 inch snow forecast. It's gonna happen.
You think? Because I was looking at the forecast later, and I was starting to think.
Shut up, Doug.
I grilled and pulled out my telescope. That's from an unnamed texter. I broke out the maple syrup evaporator and a pile of beers. First boil is tomorrow. First beers were yesterday. I'm getting it ready. That's from Aaron in Oxford.
Oh, sounds like your brother-in-law.
Does. From E, re-spooled and calibrated two of my walleye fishing reels.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Jansen went down. You know what Jansen did? He drove down and looked at his boat. He's like, the marina's still frozen, but the lake's open, and he just looked at the boat.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. Yesterday when I came back from the later walk with the dog when it was warmer outside, I thought to myself, you know, if today it were, like one of the early days in May and I just wanted to take the boat out, I think I would.
And from Stephen Belleville, I got the barbecue pit out and did some ribs and chicken Saturday and Sunday and a few margaritas.
Sounds
phenomenal. Bueno. 97 won the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.